Hey, Baiters. So this is a technique that I use on those nights when I can't find someone to jerk off with in real life, and none of my video call buddies are online. What I do is while I'm baiting, I will just turn my head and imagine that one of my good bait buddies is there with me. And then I'll just start riffing and I'll start saying things, usually things that like me and my buddies have said to each other in the past. So I'll just start saying those things over again. Things that I like to say when I'm baiting, you know, like, hey, look how hard my cock is. And yeah, buddy, look how hard, you know, my cock is too. And, you know, like usually that's how it gets kicked off. You know, we'll start saying stuff like, oh, stroke my cock while I stroke your cock and stuff like that. And that just gets me into my bait. And before I know it, I'm on a roll and I'm saying all kinds of stuff. And then I swear to God, it enhances my bait. And more often anymore, like I will come just from something that I said instead of like something that I saw on my computer screen. So I really enjoy that and I suggest you try it out. Another technique that I use is I'll watch like a solo video of someone masturbating. And I'll imagine that I'm on a video call with that person. And it really helps if the performer in the video is being verbal, because then I can kind of have a dialogue with them or kind of imagine that I'm having a dialogue and like talk back to the screen. So that helps. And then also if I'm watching like traditional porn where people are just fucking, I'll start commenting on what I'm watching and it puts me in the scene. And I feel like I'm a participant in what's going on. And I think of that as like kind of being no different than like, you know, when you're watching a football game on TV and you're like yelling at it. So it's the same, but with porn, you know, and it makes you feel like you're part of what's happening. So those are some techniques that I use for getting verbal with myself. Please check out the article that I wrote for the Baiter blog and I'll see you in the comments section. Thank you.